Page Memorial Hospital in Luray has just 25 beds, but President Travis Clark says the facility plays a life-saving role for dozens of people each year.
You know, it's an agriculture area. Patient can be in a farming accident, can come in, get them stabilized in that precious hour, and then get them flown out to a facility that can take care of them.
And Kathy Weaver, who directs human resources at Contour, a local maker of blue jeans, says some people in rural parts of the Shenandoah Valley would not get specialty care if they had to travel far.
If there is a doctor or a specialist that comes to Luray, it's a couple hours away from work. If they have to travel to Harrisonburg, Winchester, Charlottesville, it's a whole day away from work. And these are people who don't get paid if they don't work.
In addition, Page Memorial made changes that assure easier access for local people.
They have their convenient care that's open at night for folks who can't get in during the day to see the doctors. Their hours for testing are unbelievable. You can go on Sunday to have blood drawn.
And the hospital provides transportation for patients, according to Vice President Portia Brown.
We don't have buses. We don't have Uber. We don't have taxis. And so how do these people get to their health care? We offer that as a free service.
That's the kind of thing that has helped many rural hospitals to survive, according to Julian Walker with Virginia's Hospital and Healthcare Association.
Hospitals have focused on efficiency, on belt tightening, have also focused on improving quality of care, the value of care.
Rural medical centers have also begun to benefit from the expansion of Medicaid in Virginia. Page Memorial's chief of staff, Dr. James Dale, says many people signed up soon after the General Assembly agreed.
It's 1,500 people in Page County, just in our county, have health insurance who did not have health insurance prior.
About 17% of the hospital's patients are now on Medicaid, a program that serves low-income families. And in July, Page Memorial will have another reason to celebrate. The state has agreed to reimburse hospitals for the full cost of providing care, up from about 65% today. Statewide, rural hospitals are hopeful. Virginia thought maybe 200,000 people would enroll in Medicaid when the program expanded. The actual number, nearly 280,000. And having health insurance could mean less spending in the long run. That's because prompt treatment can keep medical problems from getting worse and costing more. Again, Dr. Dale.
These are people who don't go to the doctor. They only come when you really are sick now and you got to go to the hospital. And like, it could have been handled weeks ago if you just had had some insurance.
Kathy Weaver, who helped raise $1.2 million for the new hospital, is as optimistic about its future as she was when her mother was admitted following a stroke. Specialists thought she would not survive, but when the patient was transferred to Page Memorial, the nurses knew better.
The head nurse at the hospital told me when we went in, she's not ready to go yet. She's not going anywhere. And by golly, she was right.
At first, her mom had difficulty swallowing. The doctors wanted her to have soup. The nurses complied.
They were bringing in recipes that they had for different soups that the cafeteria would then fix for her. And that's the kind of care you get at a rural hospital.
With a healthy diet and outpatient physical therapy, Weaver's mother is alive and well, 5 years later. I'm Sandy Houseman.